The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Let's reset it. Drop the Fred Fowler, Jerome Solomon stepping in here on The Blitz, the greatest show in the history of the known universe. Catch up with us, talk to us, text us, call us, voice your opinion, 713-780-3776. Catch us on Twitter, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates975, and I'm at Jerome Solomon. What are the odds Wednesday? What are the odds, AJ Hoffman, that the Texans run the table? Three games. The lowly Jets. The
I think
Eagles
50%,
with...
Because I think they're going to lose to the Eagles.
The Eagles with Carson Wentz having back issues might be out for the season.
Oh, yeah. 60%.
Nick Foles won Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, Nick Foles ain't bad. Nick Foles actually probably one of the top five quarterbacks they'll face this season. Which is crazy to think about.
That's a shame. Indeed it is. It's got to be higher than that, right? If they were sitting on a 10-game winning streak, the odds of them going 13 would be lower. But they lost, so now they just it's three in a row. Come on, three measly games in a row with the Jets and the Jaguars, sandwiched around a trip to Philly. Come on, it's got to be higher than 50. You just hate that.
I'll go 65.
All right. That's better.
If Carson Wentz is hurt,
I'm proud of you.
If Carson Wentz is hurt, it's 65.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm thinking it's a little bit higher, but mathematically that probably makes sense.
But I mean, God, again, I've seen this team basically get outplayed by the Buffalo Bills. The New York Giants dog stomped them. I mean,
that was I thought about that last night after we'd gone when you were talking about the best quarterbacks they played. We didn't even bring up Eli. And I'm like, Eli, they played that day. They made him look like Eli of old.
He looked like Peyton.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's – boy, they play some bad quarterbacks. But there are a bunch of bad quarterbacks in this league.
Oh, yeah.
If you're playing the right division, you know, that's
just the way
it is.
This was the perfect storm for the Texans because – this year, the AFC South happens to be way down, especially compared to what people thought it would be. You know, everybody thought Jacksonville was going to – basically, they were one of the favorites to win the AFC. They're now one of the favorites for the first pick. The Titans are what the Titans always are, about average. I think maybe the Colts have exceeded expectations. But for the most part, because Jacksonville's so horrific, people look at the AFC South as a weak division. NFC East is the same thing. All those teams are kind of down, you know. I guess Dallas is starting to pick it up, but and it just so happens those two teams, those two divisions played each other this season. Right. So
and their other division they played is the AFC East.
Right.
Which is always down other than the Patriots.
Yeah.
And worse this year, perhaps, because...
So now you got...
The Bills.
You got four AFC East games.
And they got backup quarterbacks in the mix of some of that, right, too. They didn't get Tannehill. They got Osweiler.
They didn't get Tannehill or Josh Allen. They got Osweiler and Nathan Peterman. I mean, give me a break. So you got four games in the AFC East, four games with the NFC East, six games with the AFC South. That's 14 games against
teams. Who else do they even play? Denver.
Denver was one, do they play last place schedule this year?
Yeah, because they finished last year. So they got Denver, who finished last in the AFC West, and
Cleveland.
And Cleveland, who finished last in the AFC North.
That's your schedule.
You play what they schedule.
Hell yes, you do. I'm not saying teams. Yeah.
This is not college football.
I'm just saying you get to name your schedule.
Of course, if you were able to pick your schedule.
This is what you pick. I'm just saying it was a perfect storm. I mean, everything that could have worked out kind of worked out.
But I give them credit for beating those teams. They didn't even beat all the teams they should have beat, frankly.
No,
but I give them credit for winning those games that they did win, and some of it in the fashion that they won it. But yeah, I give them credit for that. You got to win the games.
No doubt.
That matters to me. And I do believe that this is an 8-8 team, 9-7 to lucky team, with the guys who've been quarterbacking this team for the last 7-8 years. But with this guy quarterbacking...
So you think he's been the biggest difference?
What? And I'm not even...
Because I don't think he's even met expectations this year.
But it's not even him being the difference. I'm saying those other quarterbacks would have been the difference.
They would have lost those games.
Those other guys would have done something bad, poorly, and turned what could be a win into a loss.
And that's
what you got used to with the Texans. You got used to them not. You go, why'd y'all lose that game? Well, your quarterback didn't do anything, and they won games where this quarterback didn't do poor. But think about it. He's had seven of his last eight with zero turnovers.
Yeah.
People criticizing him for his play the other day when he had a solid completion percentage, no turnovers, he got sacked five times, it's only for 40 yards, made some plays. I mean, the standard needs to be high. That's a good thing. But, shoot, these other guys, they've had quarterback, and you wouldn't even been complaining about that game.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that would have been like, oh, that was another solid game from Brian Hoyer.
You got to be able to win them by more points or something. You know, I know for a fact it makes the rest of the team feel better about how they're playing.
Oh, I'm sure.
I've talked to enough players who have been like, man, what happened the other day, man? Dude, how are you as quarterback? What's supposed to happen?
Yeah. How good can we be?
Yeah, but dude, your defense, man, y'all play really well, and then y'all gave up the last drive. Bruh, we stopped them all day. The offense never did anything.
Yeah, Ryan Mallett's our quarterback. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, they scored two touchdowns. One of them, they got the ball on the 20-yard line because this clown threw an interception.
Well, I think there is something to be said for the future of this franchise, because I think right now Deshaun Watson is probably an average quarterback in the NFL. And I'd say he's probably in that 12 to 18 range, maybe somewhere around there, maybe.
I can accept that, but I'll give a caveat to it, but go ahead.
I think his ceiling is significantly greater.
There we go. Yeah.
So if Deshaun Watson this year is a middle-of-the-road NFL quarterback, and we all assume eventually he's going to get way better, if this team's already, having the season that they're having with him being average... Mm-hmm. Wait till he's good.
Yeah.
It could be special. Now, granted, it's going to be tough to keep everything together until then.
You got other things to do. But the simple way of interpreting what you just said, 9-7 is not the bar.
It shouldn't be.
Right. And you're talking about him being average right now in that 12 to 18 range. And I'd have to really sit down and break it down, but I don't disagree with that. I think he's a little better than that. But more importantly, his average is way better. And this sounds stupid. Way better than most other averages are.
Because what do you mean?
From, like you say, from his ceiling is so high.
Oh, yeah,
but,
yeah.
But he also, his ceiling of a particular game is very high.
Yeah.
His ceiling on a particular play, he'll make plays. You're like, oh, my goodness. That average quarterbacks, they can't go that high from play to play, series to series, or game to game. He can do that. And, yeah, he's a lot of growth still to come. But I think he's special. It's just he hadn't gotten there yet.
I think he can be special. I think that a lot of us got so enamored with what we saw of him last year.
It was pretty, though.
And to think that that was sustainable, like, that was basically saying, oh, congratulations, you just drafted Joe Montana. Like, I don't know that it doesn't come that easy.
But are you saying that about Patrick Mahomes, though? Because it looked like you drafted somebody better than Joe Montana.
I'm going to wait and see. I'm not going to just instantly say.
Because it's kind of ridiculous.
It is. I mean, it really is.
This guy's not supposed to be throwing 40 touchdowns a season.
Let me give you two names. One is Carson Wentz. A year ago, I mean, at this time a year ago, right before he got hurt, everyone was saying,
it was ordered up the MVP trophy. Yeah.
He is the future of this league at quarterback. Yeah. A couple years before that, Derek Carr was having a legitimate MVP season. He got hurt, and then he's fine. He's not costing them games, but he's not playing at an MVP level either. Mm. I'm just saying sometimes you can have these bursts where you're great, and then the league adjusts to you.
You come back to earth a bit.
Yeah, it's almost impossible to maintain that level.
Deshaun's come back to earth from those six starts last year. His comeback there is still pretty doggone good.
Yeah, it is good.
It's not come back way below anything. So,
but it's also, I mean, he also is now, I mean.
But they're not even trying. Some of us, they're not even.
Right.
They're not even turning him loose either.
How many games has he played? He's barely played.
A little over a season.
NFL season worth of games. So there's still adjustments for NFL, for defenses to do to him as well.
Yeah, good point.
Now, granted, there's still adjustments that could be made to the Texans' offensive line that would make him maybe look better than he has.
That'd be nice.
But, yeah, I'll argue that the Texans being as good as they are with Deshaun Watson being good, not great this season, bodes well for when he becomes great.
And I know you got to do this, but before we take a break, you know, the thing that one of the things that I love the most about sports, though, is we have that discussion here where I'm thinking he's there, you thinking he's here. Let the Texans lose three games in a row here, these last three. Oh. All of a sudden, Deshaun Watson is nothing.
All of a sudden, we got to draft a quarterback. Yeah, it can.
Because that's
the NFL, man. It happens in a hurry.
Because
it would
be inexcusable for him not to deliver some victories here in these last three games. I don't care what happens.
You can honestly make that argument in the case of Derek Carr. You know, Derek Carr, who was so great a couple years ago, now there's Raiders fans are like, we got to get a new quarterback.
Got to do better than this.
We got to find someone better. And it's like, man, that guy's pretty damn good. How quickly you forget what this guy's capable of. How about maybe you realize, I'm
looking on TV here, there's the Vikings, and they're not even through one season of Kirk Cousins. Oh, and they're like,
exactly. We got to get out of here. All right, I got to tell you guys about the Rockets this holiday season. Give the experience of live basketball. Tickets to see your Houston Rockets. It's not too late to purchase these holiday packs, starting as low as $149. Two different five-game packages to choose from. The Holiday Red Pack guarantees tickets to see Kyrie Irving and the Celtics, Anthony Davis and the Pelicans, and the in-state rival Dallas Mavericks. The hated Dallas Mavericks. The Holiday Silver Pack has great seats to see Kawhi Leonard and the East-leading Toronto Raptors, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and the NBA champion Golden State Warriors, and more. Take advantage of these today. Also, take advantage of the Rockets Holiday Family Special next Wednesday when the Rockets are hosting John Wall, Bradley Beal, and the Washington Wizards. Four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas. one family holiday photo with Santa clutch or some live reindeer. After you and the family open up your presents from Santa, come celebrate at Toyota Center when the Rockets face Russell Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder 2 o'clock on Christmas Day. Spread your holiday cheer this season with Rocket tickets. Go to rockets.com or call 713-627-DUNK to get yours today while they're still available.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5. And SportsMap 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Disgusted by A.J. How's one quarterback have 32 more touchdowns than another one?
Oh, well, I mean, there's the guys who have...
Or the guy who's fighting to get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And not having a horrible season, but...
Yeah, we were talking about...
He's on the moon, even though we've never gone there.
John, I'll ask you the same trivia question I asked Jerome. He was shocked by this. I was trying to look at what quarterbacks are having the best seasons this year, and I think I was right about Deshaun. I think his season's about middle of the road, but where middle of the road is compared to what the bottom is, I mean, there's just a massive drop off. From middle of the road to bottom. So, like, there's a pretty big drop-off from top tier to middle tier. Middle tier to bottom tier. Like, bottom tier doesn't belong in the NFL.
From Mahomes to Watson to Peterman.
Yeah. I mean, there's levels to this bleep. What if I told you there's a quarterback who, to this point in the season, has thrown for 4,076 yards, which is good for... third in the league. He has thrown 28 touchdown passes and 6 interceptions this whole season. That's a pretty good year, right?
Excellent year.
What if I told you his team is 4-9?
I wouldn't believe you.
That's Matt Ryan.
I would believe you.
So, and Jerome said, man, if you had asked me, I would have said Matt Ryan is having a horrible year. He's not. I mean, the Falcons are having a horrible year. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, the same thing can be said about Kirk Cousins. It's easy to look and say, oh, well, the Vikings were supposed to be great. They suck. It must be Kirk Cousins' fault. Kirk Cousins' numbers are slightly better than Deshaun's.
But have you seen, though, the numbers inside the numbers? And I saw this the other day, and I don't have them in front of me, but we can find it, I'm sure. You've seen the Kirk Cousins' numbers. When in the fourth quarter,
with the game on the line,
8
oh,
points
yeah.
or less,
oh,
and
yeah.
he's just
he's a pumpkin.
It's like, take a knee, dude.
Yeah,
just don't ruin the game for your team. And that's not a good quarterback guy that does that.
I mean,
he's worse than Matt Schaub was in those situations.
Yeah,
and Matt Schaub, as we all know, man, through much of many games when he was good, nothing you can do with him. But then, boy, you're like, okay, right now, this when we need it.
I mean, take a look at Aaron Rodgers' line, 3,700 yards.
He's throwing one pick, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, 23 touchdowns, one pick.
They ain't going to the playoffs.
I mean, I'll take it a step further. Eli Manning, almost 3,500 yards, 18 touchdowns and 8 picks.
Yeah.
And that's not bad.
They're not, they can't touch quarterbacks anymore. They're not hitting them. And there's some racism involved in that.
Apparently, they're allowed to touch Blake Bortles and Marcus Mariota because those guys ain't putting up numbers.
They run like they're black, so they will hit them.
Oh, okay.
No, all right. I will. I'm only half joking with that. Have you seen? If you watch a game and really think about it, like if Eli runs or Brady or any one of the guys who really can't run, and they're only going to get like 3 yards anyway, the defenders, it's a thing that's in the back of their mind. They start slowing down 5 or 6 steps from them because they're like, well, he's not going to go anywhere. I can't touch him, you know. But when guys like Deshaun is running, these dudes are still coming hard, trying to get that lick in. And with guys like Andrew Luck and Cam Newton, they just get hit a whole lot more. So you can have guys who they're not they're not athletic, and they're going to stand in the pocket. If their line is halfway decent, they can put up good numbers because in this league now, you're not going to intimidate a quarterback very much.
Although, yeah, I mean, Eli Manning's a good example of that, because you're talking about the hint of racism that goes into that, but I mean, Ben Roethlisberger takes some licks.
Oh, that's what I said. Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck takes some licks.
Yeah, those guys get licked. I'm joking about the race part, but no, there's certain quarterbacks, but Matt Ryan doesn't get hit. Yeah, they have to be tough to do that.
Matt Ryan doesn't take hits.
There are other guys that can play and don't even have to be tough, and nobody's going to touch them. And defenders are scared to hit them.
Yeah. You know, especially the higher profile guys.
They don't touch Tom Brady.
You break Tom
Brady. They talk about every game you hear him, we got to get to Brady. You ain't even trying to get to him, because you know you can't get close to him is 15 yards. And that has to play into the back of their minds on how hard you go at a guy.
I want to do a little game with you in the next segment. I want to give you some names, and I want you to rank those names and how you feel about them going forward in the league. Which guy would you rather have?
Cool. So, would you rather?
Yeah, would you rather? All right, I got to tell you guys about Ghost Solutions and what's going on with them. They want to save you money. If you've got too much money, you don't know what to do with it, okay, this commercial's not for you. But if you're one of these guys who's like, man, I could probably use some more money, you need to listen up. TGS Insurance Agency, they're delivering big savings on your policy without even talking to an agent. They can give you a quote in 15 seconds using nothing but an address. Grab your phone right now, text the word money to 232323. The system will ask for your address. You send it back. Full quote with excellent coverage in 15 seconds. The savings are legit. Erica Y. from Houston saved $1,461 on her home insurance. Sam B. from Houston saved $2,724 on his home insurance. And Sherry M. from Houston this week saved $3,227 on her home insurance. That could be you. You could just have that money being wasted. Stop doing it. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
In the night, I hear them talk the cold story.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
You can get in on the show. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Text us there at 713-780-3776. I don't know how I had these two stories back to back. They're both disgusting, but one's like sickening as well. But have you ever heard of the disgusting food museum?
No.
There's a museum in Sweden. And they're doing,
it's all hot dogs.
They're doing a traveling show now. you're not a hot dog
I don't
guy?
Eat hot dogs.
You know what's in them?
I don't know what's in them. That's why I don't eat them.
You don't want to know. No. The disgusting food museum is far more disgusting than your standard hot dog. I mean, you know, like all the variety of animal penises. Is it penis eye?
Yeah.
What is it, John, when you see more than one penis?
Penises?
Peni. I don't know.
Have you ever had mouse stew?
No.
How about mouse wine?
No. Oh, yeah. Like sometimes the waiter will say, you ask for a red, and he's like, oh, our mouse wine is.
No, that would be the house.
Oh,
wine.
Oh. Wow.
Not quite it. There's the sheep eyeball juice.
I've had that.
Yeah.
No. I haven't had that.
Would you eat that?
I mean, probably. I ate sheep
eyeball juice?
I had a pig eyeball. I've eaten multiple pig eyeballs, in fact.
Why?
Because I ate a pig face.
No, I've seen the pig head being roasted, but I don't recall anyone going in and go, hey, I got the eyeballs over here. Don't mess with them balls.
Typically, no one ever does. Balls. So typically, I'm just the only one who's willing to eat it, so I eat it.
Just right off the stick, right there on the fire, and it's spinning.
Mine's served on a plate.
No, like the pig is
right
being cooked. Right?
They can cook just the head too. Like they've had what I've had is just a half of a pig's head.
They bring the head to you.
The whole head. Yeah.
But the eyeballs are
still
intact. Do you eat the eyelids first?
I don't know. I just eat parts. I eat cheek first. That's the fattiest.
That's the meaty part.
Yeah. And then the jawline meat is pretty good. But yeah.
What does the eyeball taste like? Chicken?
No. It's like I don't even know how to describe it. It's harder to bite into than you would expect. And then when you do,
I have no expectation.
Yeah. It's like I can't even describe it. You'll have to eat one for yourself.
No.
I thought the black man eats every part of a pig.
That was the other black man.
That's another black man, not you.
that was the black man that called you master.
Oh, okay.
I called Jong master.
Gotcha.
That's different.
Hey, I wanted to run through this real quick and see. I know you're a big Deshaun Watson guy. I wanted to give you some names of recent top draft pick quarterbacks.
Okay.
And see how you rank their futures. Like, who do you think
not who's the best player today?
Who's going to be
who's going to have the best career? Who you'll take? Okay.
So, I think there's six names that I want to give you here.
Okay.
Mahomes is one of them. Jared Goff. Deshaun Watson. Mitch Trubisky, Carson Wentz, Baker Mayfield.
If you can only have
one of those guys, which one do you want?
I'm struggling at this moment between Mahomes and Watson.
Okay.
They're 1-2 for me, and I like Watson more. I love what Mahomes can do with that arm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those where the arm can fool you, but I might be willing to be fooled by his arm the way it looks today. You know what I mean? I'd take Mahomes, but I'd understand down the road if I'm like, that was dumb. I went with the hot arm instead of the better player. Because I think Deshaun's the better player.
Okay.
And will be and should be the better player. But Mahomes is so talented. It's just, it looks pretty.
Mahomes and Goff both have the benefit of, and I guess you can almost throw Trubisky into that too.
Yeah.
Their coaches are so much more advanced offensively than the other guys that those guys have a bit of an edge right now. What Fred and I have discussed, if you could go back to that draft and you could have Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes, who would you take? I said, I'll take whichever one goes with Andy Reid.
Which coach can I get?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whichever one Andy Reid drafts, I want that one. You can have the other one.
I could see that. Like, I do think that Watson is better with Bill O'Brien than Mahomes would be. Mahomes would still be on the bench.
You're probably right.
he probably wouldn't even be playing right now.
And I mean, Jared Goff, now granted, Jared Goff went from having the worst coach
to the best coach. He was way below O'Brien where he started.
Yeah, he looked horrible under Jeff Fisher, but then he got, I mean, I think we can all agree this guy is a special coach, and it's really worked out for him. I think Mitch Trubisky got paired up with a coach that fits what he can do in Matt Nagy. So I think some of those guys have an advantage. Like Baker Mayfield, who knows who his coach is going to be.
Right. And that's what's good about those guys. They're young, and we can try to project what we'll get from them. I think Watson is the smartest quarterback of the group. I think Mayfield has the most oomph, gumption, guts, whatever you want to call it. Mahomes has the arm talent that's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
I don't know how his mind will handle failure, or lack of success. And I don't know if he'll ever have to deal with that.
Yeah, might not. Yeah.
I don't know how Tom Brady would have handled Felder because he never failed.
I always say, man, maybe if Jay Cutler were on a team that he could win 12, 13 games a year
We'd have been like, man, he's just the happiest guy we've ever seen at quarterback. We don't know.
But when you talk about just physical gifts, Jay Cutler had like I mean, his arm was one of the best I've ever seen.
That's one of the things that, like, he's been around so long and done so much and lit it up for so long. Tom Brady was.
Oh, yeah.
The Tom Brady, in he didn't play as a rookie. He got in the middle of his second season. So he would be in this group of these guys about the same age, you know, second, third year, first or second year in the league with all those guys. That Tom Brady, I would probably have him last on this list.
Oh, really?
He wasn't good.
He didn't show you anything to make you think that was going to be special.
No, he wasn't. He also was a sixth round pick. And,
yeah, I think we can just.
And hadn't done anything. But
Tom Brady's
his first 300 games might have been his third season.
Tom Brady's an exception to every rule. Right. I think, with quarterbacks, we can agree Tom Brady doesn't fit into, you can't compare him to really anybody. But I think
that's my point, though. Like, back then, we would have been comparing and nobody would have taken Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And then 7-8 years later, we're like, I can't believe you wouldn't have picked Tom Brady out of that group because, he wasn't Tom Brady then.
I tend to think that a lot of these guys, we'll start to know more about them once they're, and I guess Goff is maybe the exception to this because Goff's already in sort of a pretty, he's in a pretty complex offense where he sometimes gets to third or fourth read.
Yeah.
But the rest of these guys for now are basically one read guys and they're just so talented that it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So they're all going to have to develop and not everybody can take that step. Like, being a one-read quarterback is pretty easy. Once you get up to being a 2-3-4-read quarterback, that's when you find out who's great and who's okay. But
let me throw a number at you real quick.
All right.
Tom Brady's first year as a starter, they won the Super Bowl. He had one 300-yard game. His second year as a starter, they won the Super Bowl. He had two 300-yard games. And five 180 yards or less, four 135 yards or less games in the second year when they won the Super Bowl. And he's Super Bowl MVP in those years. His third year as a starter, he's got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games where he threw for under 150 yards. It was a little bit of a different league, but we're not talking in the 70s or something here. That's not what he was doing. That's not what he was asked to do. But you'd want that guy.
Let me ask you a guy. Would you rather have Andrew Luck for the next 5 years or Deshaun Watson?
Andrew Luck.
Okay, here's a different question. And now this one's a little bit different because you've got a bird in the hand with this guy. But if I said you can have Deshaun Watson going forward for his career or you can have Russell Wilson's career, which guy would you take?
The rest of Russell Wilson's career, you mean?
Yeah, from Jump Street. Like you say, okay, this was the guy we decided on.
I'm the hand in the bush.
Because he's already got one.
But I think Deshaun can be better. But
he's already got one.
That's a think and a can and a could be and a probably will be and hopefully going to be as opposed to I know exactly what I got with Russell Wilson.
So you say Andrew Luck going forward versus Deshaun. What about
And that's just because I already know
he's already great.
Exactly.
What about Cam Newton or Deshaun Watson next 5 years?
I like Cam Newton a lot. I'd go with Deshaun Wilson just because he's steadier.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I would too on that one.
Yeah. That's no slight on Cam at all.
You know what?
Now you do the same thing with Cam and Russ, like you said with that, and Cam versus Deshaun, and I take Cam from day one.
Yeah.
I'd probably take Cam because I know I'm going to have a couple of seasons where he's ridiculous.
You know what I like better about most of the guys we've talked about over Cam? I feel like Cam is he's a front runner. And when things aren't going his way, he has a tendency to melt down. And I don't see any of that in Deshaun. And so
I definitely don't see that in Deshaun. I think the other guys, the jury is out for a couple of reasons. One, they haven't been around that long.
Yeah.
And then two, We don't see those guys. If we put on a tape of Trubisky talking right now, if John didn't tell you that's Trubisky, we wouldn't know who he is. With Cam, you
see his silly hat. Ascot.
We already knew before he even got there. We go, oh, that's that dude.
But I typically lean against a quarterback who's like you know, when he's losing in the playoffs, is on the sideline, literally laying down, kicking his feet on the ground. That's not what I'm looking for.
I think we judge Cam a little harshly for that. Not harsh. No, we judge him properly for that, but others do it and don't get judged. You like Phillip Rivers, and that Phillip Rivers done that his whole career. That's who he is.
Phillip Rivers has never laid on the ground and kicked his feet.
Pretty much.
Jay Cutler. You like Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler was never that passionate about anything. He didn't care. Jay Cutler would light up a cigarette on the sideline if they blew it. Wasn't going to bother him.
Phillip Rivers, he'd get behind. He starts thinking about having another baby.
Oh, yeah, Phillip Rivers is a little overly emotional for my taste, too. I want someone who's a little more balanced. I want someone who cares.
And Tom Brady has just never been behind in the playoffs by more than...
It doesn't happen.
He's always been like, all I got to do is make one drive and we win.
Yeah, that's it. Give me the ball. We can do this thing.
I think he's as mentally tough as anybody, but I don't know what he's like if they're down 30 in the playoffs.
Tom Brady can get a little salty when he's down. When he's down, he looks really angry. He just doesn't want to be... talked to anybody.
It just doesn't happen very
often. I want that. I want guys who are competitive and who get pissed off when they're losing. I don't want guys who
pout.
Who pout and cry and blame other people. I don't need that. All right, I got to tell you guys about Pajamagram. Christmas right around the corner. How about a win-win this year? Something that's going to make her feel hot and heat up your holiday too. The super soft, super warm, world-famous hoodie footie from Pajamagram. America's PJ experts, because let's face it, it's hard to get her hot when she's freezing cold. And the hoodie footie is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. That head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy and up to you in no time. You can find all the hoodie footie styles, including mink chocolate, snow leopard, and many others at pajamagram.com. Best of all, my favorite part, you don't have to gift wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Plus, they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee. You're risking nothing. Go to pajamagram.com right now or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's pajamagram.com. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back into the show. 713-780-ESPN. At Jeremy Markle points out that, hey, what about when Brady was down 28-3 in the Super Bowl? He handled that pretty decently. Yeah, but that was what, his... 8th or 9th Super Bowl?
Yeah, he's been there. He's not going to get rattled.
We're talking about 15-year-old boys in their first makeout session here, and you're talking about a veteran porn star. He's going to handle that a little differently by then. You know, we never got to see what Brady would be like when things were not going his way on a team that wasn't very good with a coach that wasn't the greatest coach of all time.
Yeah.
And again, I'm the biggest Tom Brady fan on the planet. I think he would have been fine, but we can't act like we can't use those, you know, measuring sticks or points to point out that, you know, he was given time to develop that these other guys have not been given. Yeah. Hell, Deshaun Watson was thrown into the game against the most fearsome defense in the league last year in the middle of the first game at halftime when they were sacking Tom Savage like crazy. And it's like, go play, dude. You know, and you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
And you, and then you're going to start your first game in 3 days or whatever. Did they play on a Thursday night, his first start at Cincinnati, right after that, after coming in a halftime of a game when the coach had been telling everybody and telling and showing everybody that you weren't the starter?
Yeah.
That's a lot of heat. Mahomes didn't have that, but I'm not going to hold it against him. He sat behind Alex Smith all season, and they made him start the last game, and what did he do? He lit it up. So, you know, everybody has their own situation to deal with. And when it's all said and done, I don't think the situations matter as much when it's all added up as to, but when you're starting step by step, it makes a difference. Because I argue with people all the time, and I'm just not buying this. oh, the Texans ruined David Carr. No, David Carr wasn't that good.
Yeah. I mean,
they didn't help him out.
Yeah, David Carr could have been better.
But he wasn't that good.
But I don't think David Carr was ever going to be Tom Brady.
He was not going to be great.
No.
Exactly.
But it's sometimes, I mean, we can agree, though, if you start out, if your growth is stunted early, sometimes that, I mean.
But you got some work to do.
You only get so many chances. Around it. You know what I mean?
Well, no, not if you're great.
Yeah.
if you got greatness in you, you'll get, there have been bad quarterbacks who get a lot of chances.
I think one thing we can at least agree on is with what the list I just gave you, those six names, that maybe people are over, and that's not everybody. Josh Allen looks like he's got some promise to him. You know, like Josh Allen is,
that dude's, he can make a player too.
He's running for 100 yards a game, and if you talk about who are the guys behind Mahomes for strongest arm in the league, Josh Allen's in that conversation.
I don't know where it's going, now, but it's going.
Granted, his receivers are all homeless guys. He's got nothing to work with there. But
they're not wearing them stick'em gloves. Yeah. They're wearing gloves with the fingers cut.
What's that movie where Mark Wahlberg walks on with the, like he does a practice like the Eagles hold a tryout
with
and they're
the
like
Eagles. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like you fans come out, let's see who can make the team, and Invincible? Mark Wahlberg makes the team. What's that called?
I think it was Invincible.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what the Bills need to do. They need to be like, hey, if you guys can take time out from banging each other and throwing each other through tables in the parking lot, we need some of you guys to come be a wide receiver.
Invincible.
Invincible.
Yeah, John McClane was in that movie.
But there's guys besides them that, I mean, I'm not crazy about Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is such a,
But it's fun, though.
It is fun. He is such a bad thrower. Like, he's one of the least accurate quarterbacks that's ever played in the NFL.
I watch these games to be entertained.
Yeah.
And I'd much rather have him than these quarterbacks who can't throw, can't run, can't play, yet they get out there. I'm like, well, why would you put that guy out there who has no chance of helping you win versus this guy who, until they break him, run him out there? I'm sorry. But, I just, you know, and they announced today that he's going to start, even though Flacco is healthy.
Well, hey.
And, you know, the guy he's hasn't lost
it.
Yet.
Yeah.
Let him play. Let's see what happens.
Well, they lost this last week.
Oh, that's right.
They lost in overtime. But he, I mean, damn near won it. Should have won it, actually. But, yeah, when you think about, Josh Allen and Sam Darnold and all the guys that we mentioned, they're the guys that are already kind of there. And even, you know, Russell Wilson and Andrew Luck aren't even 30 yet.
There's some good quarterbacks.
There's some good quarterbacks in the pipeline. And everybody who says, like, oh, the NFL quarterbacking's gone to it's trash now. There is some trash, but there's always been some trash, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Now just the greats are so great that it's making the trash look worse.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not only the greats make the trash look worse. The game is easier for a quarterback. So if you're trash in this league,
There's not much excuse for it.
My goodness, dude. You really don't belong. And then we really do have, three or four of the top, I don't care how you measure the top, I'll stretch it, the top seven or eight guys are about to retire of all time.
Yeah, Breeze, Brady, Rodgers. Those three guys are on.
And Roethlisberger, not even part of that, and he's a top 15, 20 guy, higher.
Well, and Peyton Manning just retired.
Yeah.
No one's going to be able to put together a top 10 list without Brady, Breeze, or Rodgers going forward.
Those guys that you name, where we're ranking them and what they're going to get, how we figure their careers out, odds are against either one of them will be a top 10 all-time guy. That's just the way odds work.
Yeah, it's tough to get into that. I mean, eventually we're going to have a quarterback that's going to be,
better than all these jokers.
Right, and we're going to be like, there's no way he's better. I saw him play.
Yeah. This kid's probably in high school right now.
He might be. Yeah. But if you remember back in, I used to have a poster on my wall that said, it was like Bomb Squad or something like that. It was like a military-themed poster. And it had 9 quarterbacks on it. And this was like probably 1987. Mm. And I think back and it was like Joe Montana, Jim Kelly, Dan Marino, John Warren Elway. The worst guy on the poster was Bernie Kosar. He was the worst guy on the poster.
And that's when, after that stretch, there was a whole where are the quarterbacks? There are none.
Right.
Because there weren't any.
But what you have to remember is in 1987, you know, while there was a lot of great stuff going on, Ken O'Brien was quarterback in the Jets. Mm-hmm. There was still some really bad quarterback play going on. You know, it's every era's got really good guys and really bad guys, and that's the way it works.
But we're in a world now where we talk about it so much.
Oh yeah,
And people want their teams to be good, and you got a bunch of teams who are stuck in, you know,
in neutral
the hill zone where the Texans were for a long time without one of the studs.
I think the worst is when you're like the Dolphins and you don't know if the guy you've got is the guy
or not. He's half stud.
The Bengals. Like Andy Dalton, he's not a total waste, but he ain't probably getting much better.
I found your bomb squad poster.
Yeah?
Marino, Boomer Esiason.
Warren Moon.
Yeah, Warren Moon.
John Elway,
Joe Montana, Jim Kelly, and Randall Cunningham Bernie Kosar.
Yeah.
I'd take all those guys.
Yeah. That was a good poster.
Big time. Yeah.
That was a good poster. I'm gonna save that. I want to see that when I go in there.
You didn't have Farrah Fawcett on your wall, huh?
No, I didn't.
You masturbated to Jim Kelly.
I masturbated, yeah. My Jim Kelly Houston Gamblers poster. All right, I got to tell you guys about my computer career. A graduate used to work somewhere like a Quickie Mart, a job he couldn't get out of quick enough. Was such a great student, we hired him as a mentor. Because their program's designed for people with zero IT experience, they support their students with one-on-one mentoring. If you don't jump out of bed every day excited for work, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. If you don't have computer experience or training, no problem. This is what they do, helping people start an IT career. You attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their student. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. 94.1.